Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, bow, bow. Bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump. What? Ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah! All right, everybody, get your heads right on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. And what do we got? 29 more days? 30 days have... What is it? How many days in...
31?
31, yeah, because New Year's Eve. 29 more days until 2020 is over. I don't know about you, Paulie. Ready to leave it in the rear view.
Yeah.
Think so?
It's been a year.
God dang. Well, you guys will be surprised out there because, you know, this show takes... According to you guys, takes a lot of vacation. We're actually not taking much vacation around Christmas, which is kind of when a lot of people do. We're going to be here. We're going to be grinding. We're going to be off, what, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And that's it, right? New Year's Day?
New Year's Day.
All right.
Whatever company holidays we have.
Nobody's taking any extra time, which is fine by me. I had 3 weeks at home. I never want to take vacation again. It's very good to be back at work. And I like a routine, as you know. It's good to have a routine back. I hope everybody is doing well out there this morning and kind of grinding through it. That's what we're all doing. I know that every single industry out there is grinding through it. Whether you are the NFL, whether you are Major League Baseball, whether you are Ben and Woods, whether you are... in insurance, whether you, whatever, you know, so many restaurant people are sitting on the edge of their seats, kind of waiting to see if they're going to have a job. It is a really, really tough time. It's been a tough time all year. And, you know, our thoughts are definitely with all you guys. This is a hard time of year for a lot of people, the holiday season. So just know that we're going to be here for you. And we're not going to be, you know, I'm not having any more kids in the next few weeks, as far as I know. I'll be here. Speaking of children, I had an interesting conversation with my son last night, and I'll walk you guys through it. It's pretty funny, and also pretty sad, and also may mean, Paulie, that I'm an awful parent. So listen to this. So we go every night.
Do tell.
I put Bo down to bed every night. Just he and I. You know, 90% of the time. Some nights, I want mama. Fine, take mama. Good luck, Hannah, is what I tell her. Because I do a good job at getting the kid down. It only takes, you know, 30 to 40 minutes. So if you walk in his room, he's got, I'm not joking, and I'm not embellishing this for the radio, Paul. He's got 35 stuffed animals on his bed.
I believe it.
It is filled with stuffed animals. He lies right in the middle. He's got a big boy bed now. He lies right in the middle, and he is surrounded by stuffed animals, his babies, as he calls them. So Hannah and I have been gently kind of nudging him, and what we don't want to do is just throw a bunch of, get rid of a bunch of stuff without telling him. Because we've tried that before, and the kid is like an elephant. Where's my blocks? Oh, God. I look at her, I just run out of the room. And I'd be like, your mom threw them away, and I run out, right? So last night we're lying in bed, and I'm putting him down, and he likes to delay the inevitable, of course, going to sleep, right? And so he asks questions, and this. I said, let's talk about Christmas. He said, okay. And I said, what do you want for Christmas? He gave me a couple of ideas. So I said, you know what I'm thinking too, Bo? Is I said, you know what I'd like to do? And I said, I want you to think about it. And again, he's 2.5, but he's really, really smart. I said, here's what I'd like you to think about. I'd like you to think about picking 5 or 6 of your babies, your toys, and let's give them to a kid this Christmas that doesn't have any toys. He goes, no. Just like that. Just like that. Just like his old man.
No.
He goes, no. And I go, Bo, I just want you to think about it. He goes, no.
Wasn't having it.
And I said, well, I go, how come? He goes, they're my toys. I want my toys. I said, I understand. I said, look around you. Look at what you have. You're very lucky. We are all very lucky. I said, that's what Christmas is all about, is giving back. Okay? So I want you to think about it. Can we give these toys to a little boy or a little girl that doesn't have any presents for Christmas? No. Why? Why, Dada? I said, well, Bo, not everybody has a mama. Not everybody has a Dada. Not everybody gets presents for Christmas. No.
Just doesn't want to do it.
Nope.
Has no interest.
No interest. And I'm trying to appeal. I'm trying to see if there is sensitivity, that emotion in him. Now, he feels it for dogs. He fakes it for his little brother. Oh, look, baby brother, can I give him a hug? I'm like, you hate him. I can see it in your eyes. You look like you want to choke him out. So I'm like, Bubbo, you got to understand, man. There are little kids out there with nothing, no toys. I go, look at your bed. Look at all these babies. They have nothing, no toys. Can you pick 5 of these and let's give them to some little boy that has a bat that doesn't have any presents and doesn't have a dad or a mom? No. I go, will you think about it? No.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm sitting there, and Paulie, like, part of my heart broke a little bit. It really did, because, like, I know he's compassionate. I know it. I've seen it. I've seen it in animals. I've seen it in so many things. I've seen compassion for me, his mom, his friends. He's a hugger, man. He walks up to his friends at school. He's a sweet, sweet kid. But when it comes to his stuff, he doesn't want to give it up. Bo, I'm okay. And I said you don't have to. I'm just asking you to think about those little boys and little girls with no gifts. Okay? No. That's how, dude. And I walked back to my room last night, and I went, oh, man, that is not what I expected. I figured I could appeal to him, but it hasn't clicked in his head yet.
Is he a Santa kid? Like, does he believe in Santa?
Yeah, he's 2.5.
Well, I mean, you told him, you mentioned, like, they don't have parents, so I wasn't sure if he's waiting. He's like, well, Santa's going to bring them a gift. What do I got to give them?
Well, here's the thing. By the way, so we've been trying the Santa, you better be good because Santa's not coming if you're not. We've tried that bit. It doesn't work. I have an app on my phone. I'm not even joking with you. I got an app over the weekend. It's called Naughty or Nice. All right? It's an app. And you can put your little thumb, he can put his little thumb on it, and it will tell you if you're naughty or nice. And it's on my phone, and it's pretty cool. He got, of course, you got to sit through the ads. All right, yeah, blah, blah, blah. We had a ball with it one weekend. All right, scanning my thumb right now. Analyzing. We're analyzing it. Please wait. It says, analyzation initiated. checking if you're doing your chores, listening to your parents, eating well, being nice to others, brushing your teeth. He flips out at this. Hey, look at me. I'm nice today.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much. So we have that. We're trying to really do the thing with Santa. Like, hey, man, Santa's watching. You better be a good boy.
Nothing.
Like he gives a rat's ass. Had a huge meltdown. Yeah, had a huge meltdown last night when it was shower time. Throwing stuff, like trying to break the shower glass. It was a full-on nightmare.
Oh, no.
Full-on nightmare. So I don't think the Santa bit works in my house, but I know he believes in Santa. He also just knows he's getting presents. It's really hard. I'm really trying to raise him as not to be a spoiled turd. And he just, dude, he won't. He's not having it. He just wasn't having it. Bo, you don't have to do it, buddy, but think about those poor kids. Nope, not doing it. Not doing it. I don't know if that's my failure as a parent or if he just doesn't understand it yet.
Just a selfish little boy.
Yeah,
right
just,
now.
Just a selfish little turd, yeah. You know?
Those are your words.
Those are my words. So, at any rate, that's how we got him down last night. But yeah, no, it's a full on.
Does he share? But he'll share with Taylor?
No.
No?
God, no. 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 Taylor doesn't want. Taylor's 3 weeks old. He couldn't care less about anything. Those fights are going to be legendary. I told my wife, I said, I'm getting the boxing gloves, the whole bit. My house. But no, man, I'm frankly, Paulie, I was a little bit concerned. I think he'll get there.
I think he will.
I like to help. I like to give back that all that stuff. I really, really enjoy that. And speaking of that, we're working on some stuff behind the scenes that I hope we can get approval for that we can do around Christmas so we can give back. Paulie came up with the idea. It's a really, really good idea. So we're going to try to get this thing done. I've got the first difficult hurdle in that. We're through that. The part I was worried the most about is good. Now we're just running it up the corporate flagpole, which is usually the way it goes. So we're working on that right now, but we need to get it going. We need to promote it. We need to get you guys dialed in, the Tier 1 listeners out there. So, yeah, man, we definitely, our show loves to give back. We want to do more. I wish I could do 1,000 times more.
Same.
But this year's just been hard. It's hard to ask people for money. And frankly, for us, it's hard to execute anything at all. It's just hard. There's a legal team. We got to make sure that somebody doesn't show up with COVID. I mean, the whole thing is just...
Well, it's almost impossible to do anything without other people helping in some capacity. And for an employer to ask an employee to go out of their house...
I know.
Anywhere.
I know.
That's a risk. And, you know, hopefully we can get through it.
So William King Lewis tweets in, maybe do the negotiation for new toys. Got to make room by donating the old ones, or you can toss them all, or he can get nothing. Worked on me. William, do you think I haven't tried the, hey, if you don't do this, I'm going to throw your toys away. He looks at me like, go ahead. Yeah, I know you're not. I took four of his toys. I put them in a cabinet the other day because he was a bad boy. He's like, yeah, good luck.
Tell him the room is full.
Yeah, we're full. We need to get rid of some stuff.
Pick your three least favorites to get three new ones.
He won't. You know what I'm going to do? I'll do it tonight again. I'll record it. I will record it. I will do the real meaning of Christmas bit again with him tonight. I'm going to run tape on it. So you guys can hear what an absolute sociopath my 2.5 years, 2.5 year old.
If he does it again, then go to the store tomorrow. Get a stuffed animal, let him see it, and let him know that it's for another little boy that needs it.
That I feel like that's just cruel.
That's
what
mean,
if I
right?
just slit the kid, the animal's head? Like,
don't do the kid.
Not the kid.
No.
See, this was I was going to give this to you. Slit his throat in front of him. No, I don't know what to do at this point, but I do know that we're being overrun by toys, and it's not going to stop. My mom sends him gifts every day. He comes home. Oh, I got. Coloring books, and I'm like, Mom, please save it for Christmas.
He's
Jesus.
Gonna be coming home from like kindergarten, just be like, so what do I have for me today?
Yeah, what's today, Mom? What do we got? You know what he asked me for the other day? A phone. He wants a phone. I'm not kidding. 2.5 years old. Oh, you know what else he wants? He said this to my wife. I want AirPods. He's 2.5. I'm feeling like maybe I just need to focus all my energy on Taylor and just try to redo the wrongs that I've already done with my son.
You're going to have to get Taylor in shape. He's going to be having to defend himself a lot.
Sucks, dude. Sucks. There's no manual for this. Flying by the seat of our pants. All right, that's enough kid talk this morning. Let's get to some hardcore sports next. I'm just kidding. There's nothing. There was nothing last night. Know what the hell you guys want me to talk about.
That's what we'll do. We will break down all of the sports from last night.
That's exactly right. We'd love to hear from you guys. 833-288-0973. Call us. We'll do open phones. And, yeah, let's have some fun today. Let's have some fun. Chew it up. Chop it up. Kick it around. See how it goes. We'll be right back. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.